Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
القرآن نور وبيان، القرآن هدي الإيمان، القرآن مسك الختام، يا قرآن عليك سلام.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters in faith, listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program. Let's recite the Quran. We were reciting Surah Al-Qasas and analyzing the rules of Tajweed in the verses of this Surah. The last verse that we recited was verse 20 of this Surah. And we're continuing the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Here within the studio, I have two honorable students, Brother Ahmed and Brother Mustafa. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Thank you very much. We're continuing the recitation of Surah Al-Qasas. The last verse that we recited was verse 32 of Surah Al-Qasas. And now we're going to continue reciting this surah, and we will talk about the rules of Tajweed in this surah. Starting with Brother Mustafa.
Yes.
Please repeat after me.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال رب إني قتلت منهم نفسا فأخاف أن يقتلون
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال رب إني قتلت منهم نفسا فأخاف أن يقتلون.
Very good, brother Mustafa. Just one point was the
أن يقتلون.
Yeah. أن يقتلون.
Yes.
إدغام على غنة.
قال رب إني قتلت منهم نفسا فأخاف أن يقتلون
قال رب إني قتلت منهم نفسا فأخاف أن يقتلون
فأخاف أن يقتلون
فأخاف أن يقتلون
قال رب إني قتلت منهم نفسا فأخاف أن يقتلون
He said, My Lord, indeed I killed from among them someone, and I fear they will kill me.
Okay, Brother Ahmed, it's your turn.
وأخي هارون هو أفصح مني لسانا فأرسله معي
وأخي هارون هو أفصح مني لسانا فأرسله معي
Okay. Take note of the غنّاز. We have all kinds of غنّة, right? We have the ghunna of mim and noon mushaddad, and we have ghunna of certain idghams and also ikhfaz.
وَأَخِي هَارُونُ هُوَ أَفْصَحُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا فَأَرْسِلْهُ مَعِي
وَأَخِي هَارُونُ هُوَ أَفْصَحُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا فَأَرْسِلْهُ مَعِي
Okay, here we have ikhfa.
لِسَانًا فَأَرْسِلْهُ مَعِي
لسانا فأرسله معي.
So what happens with ikhfa is that you are actually hinting the place of articulation of the letter after the nun sakina or the tanween.
Correct.
We have a tanween here. It's followed by a letter of ikhfa, which is fa. We have to incline the place of articulation of fa. Excuse me. You have to incline the articulator of fa that is used to pronounce fa to the place of articulation of fa. So we have lisanan fa'arsilhu ma'i. We don't say lisanan. We don't place the upper front teeth on the lower lip.
Right.
We only make it get close to it. This is the inclination point. Okay? So we have to make sure that the place of articulation of fa is only hinted. And the listener can also guess that this is a ikhfa where the letter after the nun sakin or the tanween is a fa because of the way that we apply the ikhfa.
Right.
For example, if we say anfusihim, you can guess.
Yeah.
That the letter after the nun sakina is going to be fa. So if that happens, it means that you are applying ikhfa correctly.
Right.
Okay. فَأَرْسِلْهُ مَعِي يَرِدَ أَن يُصَدِّقُنِي
فَأَرْسِلْهُ مَعِي يَرِدَ أَن يُصَدِّقُنِي
إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُكَذِّبُونَ
إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُكَذِّبُونَ
Okay, so up to now, what happened? Now, Prophet Musa is speaking to Allah. He says that, "Oh Allah, I have killed one of them, and I am afraid that they're going to kill me." And then he also says that, "I have a brother whose name is Harun. He is a lot more eloquent in speech than me. So please send him also along with me so that he may support me." Right? He is more fluent, he is more eloquent in tongue than me. Send him with me as support, verifying me. Indeed, I fear that they will deny me. Okay, Prophet Harun was the vizier of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. He was the second in command of Prophet Musa. He would be the successor to Prophet Musa.
He was also a prophet, right?
And he was also a prophet, exactly. He was a prophet, yeah, Prophet yeah. Harun. And but the thing is, he was actually older than Prophet Musa.
Correct.
He was not younger. But what happened was that Prophet Harun died sooner than Prophet Musa alayhi salam. So Prophet Musa's successor changed. It was supposed to be Prophet Harun. But because Prophet Harun died sooner than Prophet Musa, he had another successor and vizier whose name was
Yusha ibn Nun,
Joshua the son of Nun.
وَأَخِي هَارُونُ هُوَ أَفْصَحُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا فَأَرْسِلْهُ مَعِي يَرِدْ أَن يُصَدِّقُنِي إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُكَذِّبُونَ.
And my brother Aaron is more fluent than me in tongue, so send him with me as support, verifying me. Indeed, I fear that they will deny me.
It's your turn, brother Mustafa.
Yes.
قال سنشد عضدك بأخيك
قال سنشد عضدك بأخيك
ونجعل لكما سلطانا فلا يصلون إليكما
ونجعل لكما سلطانا فلا يصلون إليكما
بآياتنا أنتما ومن اتبعكما الغالبون
بآياتنا أنتما ومن اتبعكما الغالبون
Exactly. Thank you very much, Brother Mustafa. That was a really good recitation by you. One thing I want to mention here is that whenever we have a long vowel that is followed by Hamzatul Wasl, do you guys know the difference between Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qat'a?
No, I certainly don't.
No? Okay. Hamzatul Qat'a means that it is always pronounced. It's a Hamza that is always pronounced, no matter what, whether it's at the beginning of the recitation, in the middle, or at the end. But Hamzatul Wasl is only pronounced at the beginning of the utterance, at the beginning of your recitation. For example, when we say Al-Ghalibun, we say Al-Ghalibun, right?
Right.
Or Allah. The alif of Allah is Hamzatul Wasl. But if we are to join another word to the word that has Hamzatul Wasl, the Hamzatul Wasl is not pronounced. Mani tabakumal ghalibun. We don't say Mani tabakuma al ghalibun. Right?
Right.
We don't say بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم No. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم This is Hamzatul Wasl. So another ruling with Hamzatul Wasl is that if there is a long vowel before Hamzatul Wasl, that long vowel turns into a short vowel.
Can you give an example?
Example would be, again, the same phrase I just recited. So if you say, وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَكُمَ الْغَالِبُونَ It's مَنِ اتَّبَعَكُمَا But it becomes مَنِ اتَّبَعَكُمَ الْغَالِبُونَ It turns into a short vowel.
Right.
So every time that happens, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Not in بسم الله, but in this phrase, we have this example where the long vowel turns into a short vowel. So if you see there's a long vowel followed by Hamzatul Wasl, the Hamzatul Wasl is not pronounced, and that long vowel becomes a short vowel. I mean, if you think about it, even if you try to pronounce that long vowel, it wouldn't sound correct. If you say, وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَكُمَا الْغَالِبُونَ
Doesn't
no one,
make sense.
No yeah. one does that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So automatically it's, وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَكُمَا الْغَالِبُونَ
قال سنشد عضدك بأخيك ونجعل لكما سلطانا فلا يصلون إليكما بآياتنا أنتما ومن اتبعكما الغالبون
Allah said, We will strengthen your arm through your brother and grant you both supremacy so they will not reach you. It will be through our signs. You and those who follow you will be the predominant.
Thank you very much, brothers and sisters, for listening to this episode of Let's Recite the Quran. Until next time, I leave you in the care and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن